Asia-Europe freighter capacity cut as e-commerce slump bites. Correction, Asia-Europe freighter capacity. The Lodestar yesterday incorrectly reported that Asia-Pacific-Europe freighter capacity had increased. ODFL. Time to be a bit more cautious. CHRW. Price target cut but buy. NOWMZN. New AI bond offering ZIM. HAPAG deal UPDATWTC. DOWNFWRD. Bottom fishing. ODFL. Time to be a bit more cautious. CHRW. Price target cut but buy. NOWMZN. New AI bond offering ZIM. HAPAG deal UPDATWTC. DOWNFWRD. Bottom fishing. Global e-commerce air cargo growth has flattened this year following a surge in capacity and regulatory intervention. Delegates at the EU-CBEC e-commerce forum in Liege heard today. Speaking at the forum, CEO of Rotate, Ryan Kiraus, said e-commerce volumes had grown 23% since 2024, but were now flat. When we were here 2 years ago, e-commerce was showing a 41% growth year over year. If you fast forward, we are 23% absolute growth, but we are at 0% year over year growth. So the total e-commerce growth has indeed flattened in this year, but we're still higher. So it depends on how you want to look at it. E-commerce is slowing down, but it's still one of the largest commodities with quite robust numbers, he said. Mr. Kiraus noted that political intervention has emerged as the biggest threat, something industry respondents had already identified as the leading risk 2 years ago in a Rotate survey. Politically marketed policies. That definitely happened, he said, pointing to the recent de minimis measures introduced in Europe and the US. Rotate highlighted the impact of the EU's regulatory changes that became apparent in July, shortly after their introduction. That month witnessed 24% decline in e-commerce volumes, alongside a 28% fall in freighter capacity to Europe. Mr. Kiraus illustrated that this is the equivalent of around 5,000 freighter flights a year having disappeared from the market. He revealed that these capacity reductions have been unevenly distributed, creating winners and losers among European gateways. EU e-commerce gateways such as Liege, Amsterdam, and Budapest all suffered significant declines, with Budapest's capacity falling by almost 60% between June and August. We didn't really see that capacity out of China be redistributed elsewhere, Mr. Kiraus commented. Instead, the reduction has largely come through lower utilization and the parking of older, converted freighters, particularly less fuel-efficient aircraft. Rotate's latest sentiment survey, based on more than 100 industry responses, found most respondents did not expect European e-commerce volumes to rebound immediately after the summer. The answer is not for another 6 months, Mr. Kiraus said. Others believe the market will settle into a permanent but stable decline, while only a minority expect an immediate recovery. Any displaced e-commerce demand is nevertheless expected to find new markets, with respondents identifying Latin America and the Middle East and Africa as the most likely areas for future growth, although Southeast Asia and non-EU European markets also featured. However, e-commerce is not the only major growth engine for air cargo. Technology and AI-related hardware have expanded rapidly, with cloud computing, computers, and semiconductors driving demand. Outside China, technology-related goods now account for 68% of Asia-Pacific exports, according to Rotate, reflecting the acceleration of the China plus one manufacturing strategy. Overall, Rotate forecasts total air cargo demand will grow 3% over the next 12 months, broadly in line with projected capacity growth of 3.3%. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.